Vayter in Shas. We are in Sanhedrin. Daf Lamed Aleph. Picking on Lamed Beis, but at the bottom, page 6 lines up from the bottom. Amar Rav Yehuda says, Rav Yehuda, Eidos Hamacheshes Zuatzu Bebedikos Ksher Bedinim Amenos. If you have Eidos, two Eidim, and they contradict each other when it comes to Bedikos, which I'll explain in a minute, it's still going to be kosher when it comes to Dine Mamenos, if it's a monetary situation. Now, what does it mean, Bedikos? There's something called Chakiros, where we check the Eidim to make sure that they're not lying, and that's where Azama is going to come from. But if it's with Bedikos, then that's not going to be a problem if it's contradictory, they contradict one another, at least when it comes to Dine Mamenos. And what's that? The example Rashi says, let's say, you know, in terms of the color of clothing, one says they're wearing black, one says they're wearing white, that's not going to be a contradiction. Amar Ravi qualifies this, Mistavra Milsa to Rabbi Yehuda, Be'echad Omer Ba'arniki Shchor. One of them says, it was a black wallet that I saw the loan happening. Ve'echad Omer Ba'arniki Levana was a white wallet. That's fine. Aval Echad Omer Mana Shachar. One of them says it was the money itself was Shachar, was black. Rashi says, Seli Yashan, an old coin. And then the other one says, Ve'echad Omer Mana Levana, it's white. Ein Mitzarfin, it can't be Mitzarif, because that's the problem. Rashi says, Ein Mitzarfin, Hol Be'ikar Gufa Edis Mizchachi. Now they're actually contradicting each other in the Ikar Edis as opposed to a side point. And therefore, that would be a problem. So we said so far, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the way we qualified it is that if the Eidim are off with one another in a side detail, then okay, we let the Eidim go through if it's Eidim Amidus, which means if it's Eidim Fashas, we wouldn't let the Eidim go through. And if they have different colors about what color the purse was, black or white, you know, the wallet was, that wouldn't be okay. If one witness says that the murderer killed him with a sword, Hargulon says he killed him with a rerun. Rashi says that this, well, alas, it's a small knife. Once it's a sword, once it's a small knife. Ein ze nachon. And this is not nachon. This is not, we've ourselves a problem. Says Rashi, ein eduzu mechuven. It's not mechuven. Not a good testimony. Not valid. Echad omer kelav shchorim. If one of them says that the murderer's clothing were black, echad omer kelav levanim, one says that it's white, harei zeinachon, that's fine. That's not an issue. Which goes against the implication of what we said about Rabbi Yehuda. Beep, turn the page. Lamed aleph. Gavra karamis. What are you just kind of show over here, that there's two people that have different opinions and that argue about what the halacha is? In other words, yeah, Rav Yehuda would say that this contradiction will passel the testimony when it comes to capital cases. But Rav Chisda says it doesn't, so it's just a machlokas over here. So you say, oh, what are you saying? Rav Yehuda says that by Dine Nefashos it would passel them. We see Rav Chisda says not like that. And it's just like he argues in Rav Chisda, period. But wait, there's more. Naharday Amri, they say, Afil Echad Omer Mana Shachor, Va Echad Omer Mana Lavin. Even if one says, one of the Edom say that the loan was a black mana, I mean an old one, one says it's white, Mitztarifin. They're Mitztarif. Unbelievable. Come on, who is that going like? Okay, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Karcha. You want to say it's going like Rabbi Yehoshua ben Karcha, who says that Edus can, you combine Edus of, that have two different Chiyuvim as long as both of them say that there's a debt of a mana. That can't be, because Amrit Hashemet Leir Rabbi Yehoshua ben Karcha. In reference to what do we say? Did Rabbi Yehoshua ben Karcha say his din? Hecha delo mechashu ha'adadi. It's only in the case where the two witnesses aren't contradicting one another, but they're talking about two different loans. Behecha de mechashu ha'adadi mi'amer, they're contradicting themselves. One says white, one says black. Would he say that? If there's no Ela hu da'amer ki'atana, he's saying according to the following Tana. Nahardoi is going according to the following Tana. We'll learn to any Brisa. Amar Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Lo nechlu beishamu beis hillel al shtei kitei edim. Beishamu beis hillel, not arguing, and two sets of witnesses in reference to a loan. Sha'achas omeris masayim, ba'achas omeris mana. Let's say one of the sets, they come along and they say that that was 200 zuz, and one of them says that it was 100 zuz. Sheish bechal masayim mana, because we know including 200 is 100, and therefore, both testimonies work when it comes to the 100. What are they arguing? Bisham Yisrael al kas achas, in reference to a single set of witnesses. One who says that the loan was a mana, the other one says it was 200 zuz, meaning one says 100 zuz, one says 200. Bis shami omrim nechlu edusan. Their edus says nechlok is divided. shakran, shuven kan edus. Since one of them is a liar, therefore there's no edus over here. Obisolo omrim yesh b'chal masaymana. No, within 2 inches is 100. Rashi shneim idun al mana. Both of them are being made on the mana, on 100. Ba'osam mana ein machshish zehazen. On that particular mana, they're not actually contradicting one another, and therefore it's not dunskis. It's not totally finished and out and toast and cooked. That would be Beis Hillel. So according to Shimon Elazar, Beis Hillel accepts the common ground of two people, even where they don't agree entirely, and their dog goes according to that. Okay, another case. Ach echad omer chavishel yayin. If one of them says that a person lent someone else a barrel of wine, v'echad omer chavishel shemen, it was a barrel of oil. Have a uvda, this happened, v'asil kem b'darvami, and they asked him, and they came to Ravami, and chayivei rabbi ami l'shlume le Chavisa de Chamra. Rami obligated the borrower to pay him the value of a barrel of wine, Migo Chavisa de Mishra, from within the value of a barrel of oil. Because a barrel of wine is less than a barrel of oil. So if you owed him a barrel of oil, he certainly owed him at least that of a barrel of wine. Come on, who's it going like? Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar? You want to say Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar? It can't be, because Amr Dhamma Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, when he says, Zen Hechadish Bechal Masai Mana. Only a case we could say included in 200 is a 100. Right, that's where they're equal when it comes to the 100, at least. Ki Hagavna, but in this case over here, where they're saying totally different things, Miyamu, would he agree to say, would he say it by that case? And he says, no. So this is Mara, Lo Tzricha, Ravami's din was needed Lidame. The edus centering on the value of the barrels of wine and oil, but not the actual barrels, and therefore it's considered compatible with the lesser amount. Okay, another case. Echad omer b'diuta al yona. If one aid says that a person lent another on somebody else a mana on the upper story of a house, such as hilva mana, diuta is aliyah habaletus or rishus harabim. Al penei roch of a bias. This case upstairs. Ve'echad omer b'diuta tachton on the lower level. Avrochadina ma'isavah lefnei Rebbe b'tzer fidusan, and he combined their edus together. Says Rashi, kir b'yishol ben karchad etavayu mana mechayvi. Because both of them are saying a mana. Ve'afakav demeschashi b'bedikos. Even though they were being avrochadina kir Rebbe Yehuda. Kir Rebbe Yehuda, even though they were had a problem when it comes to the bedikos, it's not a problem with the chakiros, and therefore everything is good. Okay, so the next part of the Mishnah, minayin l'chashiyetze, from where do we know that when the judge leaves a courtroom, you shouldn't tell the opinions of, you know, each individual one? Tarabana, minayin l'chashiyetze lo yomar, from where do we know that when he goes, you shouldn't say, hareini mezaka v'chavir mechayvim. Oh, I said that you're zaka. It's my friends who said that you're going to be chayv. Aval ma'es, eshavir robhalai, but what am I supposed to do? Because my friends, you know, they're more than me. Tamad Lomer, Lo Seil Chacham Amecha. The Pasuk says, Lo Seil Chacham, can't have a talebearer in your midst. Vomer, Holo Chacham, Megal Asod. And the Pasuk says, a gossip monger, one who reveals secrets. And therefore, you're not allowed to go and say. Story time. Ahu Tamida Danofik Ali Kala. There was a student in reference to, there was a cold. There was a rumor that went out about him. The Gali Milsa Deit Mar Beis Medrash, that he revealed a secret that was spoken about in the Beis Medrash. Basa Esser Mitar Tanshen, after 22 years. After Ami, Maybe Midrasha, Amr Dain Gali Razir, Rami kicked him out of the Beis Medrash and said, this person is a person who reveals secrets. Unbelievable. For 22 years, he kept it quiet, spoke about the 22s, and still says, that's a secret teller. You got to go ahead and you got to arois fun Beis Medrash. Getting out of here. Zuck's the next Heilige Heilige Mishnah. Kozman Shemivi Raya. This is talking about after they already paskined, and they go ahead and let's say someone comes along and they bring another Raya that's going to support something, so says the din, he could still knock off what the din is. Says Rashi, Habal lebezdin, v'lo hayashtar tzchuso b'yado, v'yatz mi bezdin chayiv, he came out chayiv, v'l'achar zman, matzah shtar tzchuso v'eiv, he brought something that could be found as a tzchus for him, and he brings it. So says the din, he can knock it out. Rashi's bezdino, so says lodino, shepasku v'mechayivin as sheconnect, and v'mechayiv lon, who's opposite him. Amar lo, let's say the court says, after they paskin, kol raya sheyesh lecha, all the rayas that you have, Havi Mikana Shoshim Yom. You have 30 days to come and bring them. Then Matzah Matzah Shoshim Yom. He finds them in 30 days. Then Sosa, he can knock it out because of that. Lacha Shoshim Yom. After 30 days, Eno says he can't do it. Amri Shimon Gamliel. My Yas is there. Shalom Matzah Matzah Shoshim Yom. What do you want this guy to do? He can't find it within 30. Matzah Lacha Shoshim Yom. He finds it after 30. He should be able to show it even afterwards. And therefore, that's what he holds also. Even after 30 days, you're okay. As long as you bring some evidence to show that you're right, you're good to go. No, okay, next, Amarlov, let's say the court says, first one he says that they're doing anything. Second one he says, Amarlov, Havi Edim, bring Edim to support yourself. Farmer says, in Edim, I have no Edim. Amar, let's say it says, Havi Raya, bring a Raya, some sort of Shtar that supports you. And Rashi says, Shtar is Chuscha. And he says, Ain't Raya, I don't have. Malach is man, Havi Raya, umatz Edim. After some time, he brings a Raya, he brings Edim. Hareza Eno Klum, it doesn't help at all, we don't accept it. Right, when he says it, because at that point we think that there's some sort of funny business going on. Says Rashi, Shari Amar, Ainli, V'chashin and Shama Ziyaf Osachar Edom. We're worried that maybe he forged something over here, or he hired some witnesses to do some sort of shtick over here. Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, my ass is a Shaloh Yodea Shesh Lay, what are you supposed to do? He didn't know he had Edom. Umatz Edom, and he found Edom later. Aloy Yodea Shesh Lay, Umatz Araya, he didn't know he has Araya, and he found the Araya. It should work, and therefore he says it does work. Machlukas number two. Number three. Rosh of Ischayev Bidin, let's say this guy finds out that he says he has no Edim and he has no evidence to back himself up. And he saw that he's about to be Chayev. Rosh of Ischayev Bidin. He's like, oh, he's about to give it to me. Vomer Kirvu Ploni Uploni Viduni. And he says, let so and so and so and so come and testify for me. Oshahotzi Raya Mitachas Pundaso. Or brings a raya, like some sort of, you know, it's under his belt, Rashi says chagurasso. Hare ze enoklum, this is nothing. Right? He knew about these witnesses of the shtar, and he said he has no edus, and he has no shtar that's going on. Therefore, it's clear that whatever is coming over here, you can't rely, and he's just doing whatever he can as his last final gasp to try to not fall under the pressure of losing the case. So that we don't believe. Amar Rabba by Rav Huna, halachik Rav Shimon Gamliel, halacha is like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. That if you give the guy a certain amount of time to bring the Edom or the Shtar, you know, 30 days, and he brings it afterwards, that it does taka work. Halacha goes like that. And then we also have it says that the halacha is not like the Chachamim. Pshita says, obviously, came with Amar Halacha Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that you can bring it after 30 days. Obviously, Mamelia Donadin Halacha Chachamim, that you can bring it after those 30 days. Ma'alatema, you would have thought that maybe if Rabbi Huna didn't say that, then Hani Milu Chatchila, then we would say this is only Chatchila before Rosh Hashanah Gamliel. Aval Di'evid Shapir Dami, but with Di'evid it would be okay. We can go to the Chachamim, and oh Hashem, no. I mean yes, Hashem always. But I got it. Aval Di'evid Shapir Dami, but with Di'evid if we went according to the Chachamim and we rejected the evidence that he brought after the fact, then it's rejected. Kamash Malon, no, nice try. The Ovid Mahajrinan Lay, that after the fact the din has to be reversed, the Lacha does not follow the Chachamim, it is nothing to talk about, and it goes to Shimon Gamliel, he can save himself. Next part of the Mishnah. Amar lo Havi Edim, the court said to go, okay, bring his witnesses to back yourself up, and he says, I don't have any. Amar Shimon Gamliel. Shimon Gamliel says that what it's supposed to do, if he brings it, then it should be good. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Yochanan, Halacha goes according to the Chachamim. Right, what are we talking about in this case? That he said, my ass is Esha. Have a raya, have a raya. Yeah, okay, the same luch is like the Chachamim. Vamar Rabbi Rahunam Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Aluch Gibb Shem Gamliel, is not like Shem Gamliel. Pshita. Kibbutam Aluch Gibb Chachamim, Mamele Yadan, Ein Aluch Gibb Shem Gamliel. Like, same thing we said, but just to flip in terms of what we pass going like here. Ha, Kamashman is coming to you, Dabai, he Ein Aluch Gibb Shem Gamliel. Only in this case, Aluch is not like Shem Gamliel. Ha, Bakula Aluch Gibb Shem Gamliel. But in other cases, the Mishnah brings, Halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Lafugi mehoda amar Rabbi Rechan, amar Rabbi Yochanan, to exclude that which is said, kol makom sheshana Rabbi Shimon Gamliel b'mishnaseinu, every time you have a Shimon Gamliel, was taught in the Mishnah, Halacha Moshe, Halacha goes like them, chutz me'ari v'tzitan or aya achrona. Wow, this is something we saw a few times, like recently we saw it in Bava Basra. Right, that except for in reference to a guarantor at Sidon and the Raya Achrona, the other piece of evidence that comes up. Right, with this is Machlokas, you find it here, Shimon Gamliel, and the Chachamim in our Mishnah, that the Lacha doesn't go like him. Okay, story time. Ahu Yanuka. We have a story over here that's going to explain the Chachamim's din in reference to somebody who said that he has no more evidence. There was a kid, the Tavu Ladina Kamid Rav Nachman, who was called the din in front of Rav Nachman about a debt that his father owed. Elias Rav Nachman said to the kid, Islach Sadi, do you have any Edim, witnesses that can testify your father didn't owe this? Like they saw him pay back or something? Lo, I don't. Islach Raya, you have any sort of Raya, like any sort of shofar, any sort of receipt, maybe something like that? Lo, he says, no, I don't. So Chayve Rav Nachman, was Mechayev. So the kid started crying, and Shemucha Hanachin Shape. People heard that he was crying, and Amrle, they said to him, "Adoni Danim B'Mila Davuch. We know things about your father, and we can testify that he doesn't owe this." Okay, so this kid brought the Edom not to Rav Nachman, even though before he said he didn't have an Edom. Rav Nachman, B'Hafilu Rabbanu Mother. In this case, even the Chacham are going to be masking that we can accept this. Because a kid has no idea about his father's dealings, so therefore, if this comes along, we're going to believe it. Even the Chacham would normally say, we don't believe this type of situation, even they would be masking that this case would be okay. Hahi itza denafik shtar mitos yada. There was a woman who pulled out a shtar. And, I pulled out a shtar. She was like the escrow, says Rashi, She'eminua halova ve'amal ve'loshoma. They gave it to her in order to guard it. Amarle, so she said to the court, Yadanabhai shtar at the priyava. I know that this shtar was already paid off. Taman Rav Nachman, believed this lady, and they got rid of the note was Dunsky's. Amarle Rav Nachman, says, come on, who are you passing like by doing that? Karebi damar osis dikas b'masira? Karebi, who says that the letter is of a shtar, or whatever's written there, can be acquired through handing it over. And therefore, the woman could have claimed that she actually acquired ownership of the debt when the note was handed to her. And she's therefore believed when she said it's been paid off, like a Mali the Shaka type of thing. But the Lacha doesn't follow Rebbe. So Amalei says, Shani Hacha, Di Boye Kalse. This case is different than the regular case because if the woman wanted to, she could have burned it since we didn't know that she had it on in the first place. So therefore we could believe her that it's been paid even though we don't follow Rebbe. Unbelievable psak. Even though we didn't go with Rebbe, we'll go with it in this case because again, Amali Lashakesh or Migosh could get out of it. Yigadimer, someone explained differently. Lo Hemne Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman actually did not believe the woman. She said that it was paid off. Armale Rav Nachman. Ay, Vahi Baya, if she wanted to. Beep turned the page. I'm enough on base. Kyle says she could have burned it. Therefore, you should believe it. It should actually be believed. Says Rashi, Kalsi Sarfaso, Helkach Malad Shaker. And for Rav Nachman, Kevan de Ischazeg Bebedina, since the note was established in court, Ibai Kalsi Lorminan. We don't say she's believed because she could have burned it, right? This question, it was certified in the court for its edus, right? The witnesses, signatures. And that's pretty strong. Therefore, the woman's testimony isn't enough just to knock it off. Hey, Rav Nachman, Rav asked Rav Nachman, Simpon Sheshalav Edom, is there a receipt that the debtor has that has Edom that are signed on it? Says Rashi, Shover V'yatza Mitachas Yad Lova K'mishpato, Yiskayim B'chosmov can be certified through its signers, right? It can be validated by having the Edom certify the signature. Ain't a love edim if it doesn't have an edim v'yotzei mitachas yad yidei shlish. If let's say it doesn't have an edim on it, but it comes out from the hands of the third party who is watching it, this escrow person, and now they test its authenticity. Oshiyotzei acher chitum shtaras, or it comes out in court below the signatures on the note. Right, it wasn't written on a separate piece of paper, but on the actual original note beneath the signatures, kosher. It's going to be considered kosher. There's a good shtickle going on over here. Alma shlish mehemen. We see. We believe this third party over here. To yufta de Rav Nachman. So this comes and knocks out Rav Nachman. Nachman had said that the third party has no credibility to say that the loan was paid when he's confronted with a certified note of indebtedness. We knock him off over there. Okay, now back to the fact of this litigant who brings new evidence after seeing he has none. Kiyasar of Dimi Amar Binochan, the Olam Mevi Raya V'Soser, a litigant can bring new evidence and get rid of and Soser the verdict that was originally there. Achi Yistayim Tanosov, until he closes the arguments or saying he has nothing else to, no further arguments, Your Honor. Vayomer Kirvo Ploni or Ploni Vayiduni. And then he says, let so-and-so and so-and-so approach and testify for me. Haguf Akasha. What? That's Akasha. Amar Tistayim Tanosov. First you said he is closing arguments. Also in Rabbanon. This goes according to Rabbanon of the Mishnah, who said that once he says a statement, he can't bring any other evidence over here. The Hadar Amar Kirvo Ish Ploni or Ploni Vayiduni. And then you say, let so-and-so come and testify for me. Asan Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, this goes to Shimon Gamliel, who's maskim in this case, but says that if a litigant finds witnesses later, it's going to work. So who are you filing? V'chitem akul Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. And if you want to say Rabbi Yochanan's entire statement goes according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Fushik HaMafar, he's just coming to explain. My Achi is time to Anosav. What does it mean until he's time to Anosav? Achi Yomer, keep it plenty of plenty of Yidini until he says, after he's no more, let so and so come and approach and testify. V'ha'amar Rabbi Rabhuna, Rabbi Chana Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Makom, Shishana, any place, Shana Shimon Gamliel, B'mishna Seinu, Halacha Kamosa, goes according to Chutz Me'ar V'tzinu Raya Achrona. So Rabbi Yochanan doesn't agree with Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's opinion in this case. Right? Because again, Raya Achrona is talking about the Machlokas right now, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and the Chachamim. The Gemara says, okay, we have a problem over here, and therefore there's another version. Ella, Kiyasa Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Le'olam Mivi Raya V'Soser, a litigant can bring new evidence and nullify a verdict. Ad Sheishtayim Tanos until he finishes his argument. V'yomru lo hevi edim. And the court tells him, bring witnesses to support your claim. V'omer ein li edim, I don't have any. Havi Raya, bring evidence. V'omer ein li Raya, he says, I don't have any evidence. And therefore he is Dunsky. Zaval bo edim b'din esayam. If edim come from across the seas, I was just a biyad acher, or if let's say you have these documents that belong to the litigant's father that were left with somebody else to be watched and later come brought to the litigant, maybe right. If so, you can bring a right and you can knock off the verdict. One who harasses his friend when it comes to a din, it says Rashi, Bal din kasha, matshriach es chaveru, ve'ein rotz chaveru ladun kan. He doesn't want a din over here. Ela makom v'atamei chachamim harbe, shehave zeh boshmam. He'll be embarrassed to behave like this. So atokav es chaveru b'din, echad omer nodun kan, and then one of them, the aggressive one, says, let's do the din over here in front of the local courts. Ve'echad omer nidu chamakom avad, let's go to the place of the Vad, where the Tamil Chacham are covetous over here, the Chamakam Vad, we force him to go to Makam the Vad, so he'll be embarrassed for his behavior. I'm a little fun of Rabbi Yolosa. Rabbi Mi Shenosha Bechaver Mana. He said, if someone has a claim on his friend of a Mana, Yotzi's Mana al Mana, should he be forced to spend the money of traveling to go get the money that he's owed? Of course not. Ella Kofanos over Dun Biro. We force the other one to do it in that city. It's Manami. Amar Rav Safra, Shnayim Shenis Atzmu Badin. If two people are fighting about a din, Echad Omer Nodin Kan, what says, let's do it over here? Echad Omer Nidu Lecha Makom Avad. No, we're going to do it by the Makom Avad. Kofen Osof Adan B'Yir, we force them to go do it in that particular city. Ve'im Hotzuch Dovid Lishol, and if something needs to be asked of someone who's more chash of a higher based in, Kosov Shalchan, they go, the court will write that, and they'll ask the question. Ve'im Amar, and if the litigant says to the local court, after it decides against him, Kisvu Tanuli Me'im Zetam Dantuni, I want you to go and write and give me a shtar explaining why he's winning against me so I can show a higher court. Kosovo Nosal, they give it to him, let him go bring it to deal with it. It's like going to the Supreme Court, you know, after, you know, lower court. Vayavama Olechas Achar Yavam Latira. Yavama goes after the Yavam to have him make her mutter to marry other people by doing Chalitza. She travels to him. Ad Kama. How far does she have to go? Amavami Afilu Mitveri Litzipori. Even from Tveri to Tzipori. Right, you gotta travel even if it's far. I'm Rav Kana, Mike Karah. What did Pasuk teach that? Vekaru lo Zikneiro, and the elders of the city will call him Vilo Zikneiro. Not the elders of her city, but the elders of his city. Okay, Amar Rav Mimer, Hilchas Adalacha is Kofanos of Yedek Hamakam Avad. We force the party that wants to do it over here to go to the place of the Vad. Amar Rav Ashi Rav Mimer, Vaha Amar Rav Elazar, Kofanos of Vidan Biyur. We force them to do it in the city over there, right where they are. That is the part where the debtor tells a creditor he wants to do it somewhere else. Well, Malva, but in reference to the creditor, if he demands that it be done in another place, Evid Lova Ish Malva, A borrower is a slave to the lender, and therefore you have to listen to the lender. Story time. Shalchu le lamar ukva, the court that was in Tiberias, sent the letter to Mar Ukva, who was in Bavel, and they asked, Lidziv le kivar bisya, to the one who shines like the son of Bisya. I believe that would be Moshe Rabbeinu. This week's parasha. Shalom, shav peace. Ukva abavli kavel kadmana. Ukva the bavloi, he complained before us saying, Yirmiya achia hevir alai zedech. My brother Yirmiya has deprived me of the way of men. In other words, he did something not okay. Rashi says, "Sok lefenenu v'arma Yirmiya achi hevir alai zederech ibeid mamo mimeni derech b'nei adam shesirso kach shemati." He was misaris him. V'yishomer hevir alai zederech lo nagi mikshura v'asig mamo. It's like either he castrated him or he messed him over financially. V'emulo, so tell Yirmiya, tell this fellow Yirmiya who's in Bavel to appease Ukvan. And coerce him to see our faces in Tiberias to come to trial. Amart imulo. First you say, tell Yirmiya to appease Ukvan. Almedainu atun. So you must mean to say, Mar Ukva, you deal with the case in Bavel. But then you say, come to us. Alma shadua hacha. It must be that you're sending him to come over here. So what's pshat? Alachigami. This is what they're saying. Imrule dainun. Dainu atun, tell Yirmiya to appease Ukvan, meaning you take care of the case. Itzai says, if they listen, then great, then everything's good. Vilo, you see over here, Panin with Tveri, if he doesn't listen, then come see us in Tveri, we'll deal with it. Avashi says, Dini Kenasa Sava, it was a case of a kenas, a penalty, not to be judged. Ubabavalo Dani Dini Kenasos, and Bavel, they don't dan Dini Kenasos. Right, so therefore, Ukva couldn't do it in Bavel. And the fact that they sent him this message, which sounds like he should do it, that's just to give kavod to Mar Ukva, but not really to do it. Hadron Aloch Zeborer, Mazdo for finishing the third parak. In order of Minigiz, we said Hadron Aloch. Let's quickly go back to Chav Gimel. We started by saying, Dine Mamanus Beshlosha, Zeborer Loecha, Zeborer Loecha. Now that we did that, we are Yosef Zem. My friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.